lost in all this is the little codicil, and the governor mentioned it, and others have mentioned it, is it's also time to start thinking about a new stadium. Ralph Wilson Stadium, when this lease expires, will be 50 years old. These buildings have a certain shelf life, and while it's a great viewing experience right now, it certainly does not meet the current NFL standards in a lot of respects.
Right.
That's why they have that 7-year out clause. I think that's the carrot that they're going to hang over everybody's head to say, hey, look, we can't let this wait. We have to start focusing on where the stadium's going to be built, how much it's going to cost, what it's going to look like, all these other factors. And given the fact that we've been talking about a new Peace Bridge since 1968, it's probably not unrealistic that it's going to take 10 years to get all those answers.
It would take some leadership, though, to get a new stadium built. And the price tag is in the hundreds of millions, if not a billion.
Well, first of all, the private sector is going to have to get involved. They're going to have to prod the public sector to make sure that this gets done, that it doesn't fall through the cracks, although I don't see that happening. It's going to take leadership from Erie County, leadership from the city of Buffalo, from the state of New York, from, as I said, the private sector, and the Buffalo Bills. It has to be a collaborative effort. Not any one person can do this by themselves or any one entity. They have to do this as a joint effort.
Interesting, though, that as we talk about leadership and the connection between the private and the public sector, one of the individuals who has really been at the forefront of that for many years now here in the Buffalo area, Andrew Rudnick, is going to retire later this year. What kind of void does that bring to that whole picture?
A lot. Andrew Rudnick, understand this, is a lightning rod. Again, a lot of that goes back to the formation of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, which was actually an amalgamation or merger of the then Greater Buffalo Development Foundation and the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. There are those that wanted the partnership to be a chamber. There are those that wanted the partnership to be, which is what it is, a think tank, an advocacy group, a lobbying group. The one flaw is they never quite found that balance. And I think the people that were looking to the partnership to be a chamber were very critical and have been very critical of Andrew Rudnick. He has done a lot for this community. He'll be the first to admit that there's a lot more he wished he could have done. But I think Buffalo is probably better off that Andrew Rudnick was here and was here for 26 years, 27 years. His departure will leave a major void.
Moving on from that, though, let's talk about an arrival to Western New York. Trader Joe's is coming. It's really going to happen.
After 10 years of courting, you know, people talked about the 9-year courtship with Bass Pro that didn't quite work out. Well, believe it or not, it's been about 10 years at every developer, every retail-based real estate agent was out there trying to bring Trader Joe's to Buffalo. They're coming. It'll be interesting to see the impact that they have on the Wegmans, on Tops, on Dashes. Initially, I'm sure it's going to be lines of people getting in there, but I think after a couple months, it'll sort of settle itself down. They will be a player in the West New York supermarket world. But again, it's still going to be a market, in my opinion, that's going to be dominated by Wegmans and Tops.
Some other news that's interesting, the focus of Rocco Termini on a couple of different types of projects here.
He's definitely looking north, in this case to North Buffalo. He's got two projects, one that he's already started working with the city on Grote Street, which was taking an old plant that actually at one point built parts for Pierce Arrows, and he's converting that into loft-style apartments. And probably a little bit more visible on Hurdle Avenue tomorrow, Tuesday morning, he'll be meeting with the Buffalo Planning Board for the first time to formally go over plans to take the old FWS warehouse on Elmwood near Hurdle. And again, that's going to be a mixed-use project, about 23 plus or minus apartments, a distillery, and a restaurant. It's going to be called the Distillery Lofts. Those two projects taken together, they're a telltale sign. Downtown has arrived to the point where a lot of the choice buildings that you might want to convert, for the most part, are spoken for, their plans in the pipeline. So developers like Rocco, they're expanding their sites. In this case, he's looking into North Buffalo.
All right, Jim Fink, you've given us plenty to think about on this week's Press Pass, and we'll see you again soon.
I'll be here.